We are up to Sif Dalid. Hamashama Perosa was Rav and they chayva of. Someone is going ahead and he's protecting his fruits, and he's trying to protect them from animals, wild animals, undomesticated animals, and birds. Lo you spoke kafal kaf. You should not go ahead and clap your hands. Lo yitapech kapav al yerecho. Nor should you go ahead and slap your hands on your thighs. Lo yirake lavricham. Nor should you dance to scare them away. Gzeira shema yitol tsror v'yizrok lehem. Because the gzeira, then maybe you'll go ahead and you'll take a rock and throw it at them. What's the problem with this? Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sivkat on tazayin lo yirake. You shouldn't go ahead and dance perega with your feet. Lashmiya kol lavita ofos. To make a noise so that it will scare away the birds. Yidzayim v'yizrok lehem is a concern. You're going to go ahead and throw a rock, l'rishus harabim, which is a gzera for zrika, malacha of zrika, which is a type of hotzah, to rishus harabim, malacha d'oraisa. He says, though, however, ula poskim devizman hazeh leke rishus harabim, according to the poskim that say nowadays there's no rishus harabim, efshar d'shari b'chol zeh, it's possible that this would be totally okay today, the gzera l'gzera hi, because it is a gzera to a gzera, and since the actual Rishus HaRabim is not a real Rishus HaRabim, and therefore throwing out there would not be a Malacha D'Oraisa in the first place. But then he says, V'chol shekein l'sape kaf l'kaf. He says, and for sure, it would be okay nowadays, combined with the fact that we don't have a Rishus HaRabim, to go ahead and clap your hands, kil achayad, in an unusual fashion, V'vadai shari l'chule alma, all would say that's okay, V'ein lachosh shema yitol, tzror, and therefore there's not going to be any concern to be going to go ahead and take a rock. After there is a heker, by the fact that you did not clap regularly, then you will remember and not throw the rocks out into Rishus HaRabim. Sif hei, ein shochakim be'egozim v'lo besapuchim v'chayotze bo mishum ashvu yegomos. A person should not go ahead and he should not play with nuts and apples and things like it on a type of floor game, because you might go ahead and smooth out the holes in the ground. You might go ahead and level out the ground, which we said is malacha d'oraisa in a house. It's bona, of course. And this type of game is very similar today to what we know to be marbles. And marbles, he's basically saying you cannot go ahead and play on the karka, on the ground. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Yudches. Ein sochakin. What game is this? Shebagalgan elisan. You roll them. Umakin zuvatzu. They hit each other. Kedera shemasachin. I know it's like the little kids play. Again, this is like marbles. Yudches. The concern is that shuye gomos. Sheyachin derech legalgel ha-egos. When you play these games, you're going to go ahead and prepare the ground so that it can roll. The Ramah continues, V'dafkal gabe karka. This iser of marbles or rolling these nuts or apples is specifically on the ground. Aval gabe shulchan shari, but on a table, it's okay. Lekar l'migzar sham mishum gomos. Because there's no concern on a table of exactly you're going to go ahead and level out the ground. Sifkat m'chaf al gabi shulchan. It's okay on a table. But who al din al gabi machzeles or beged or tavla? Same would apply to a bed of reeds or on a garment or on some type of tray. Lo gazrinim b'chol zeh. There's no gzeira atu al gabi karka. There's no gzeira of playing marbles on a table because you might come to play on the ground. Gzeira l'gzeira hikat. That would be a gzeira l'gzeira. Aval al gabi karka. However, on karka. And he says, afilu imirut sefes, even if it's paved or tiled, lo shayach, where it's not shayach to actually ashu yegumos. So you think, okay, it's okay. So we've had this before by sweeping. Kam kein usser, it would also be usser, the karka, bekarka, michlaf, because karka gets mixed up with other karka, the gazrinatu karka shem merutzaf. And there's a gzera of using karka that's tiled, that's merutzaf and paved, up to a situation where you might come to play on karka that is not paved. Now you'll say that's also a gzera, l'gzera, but obviously, you know, when you learn the sugyas, you see that it all has to do with how you formulate the initial gzera. And the initial gzera was pashtus, one of not playing on karka b'chlal, these games, not doing these activities on karka totally. Same thing we had by sweeping, if you remember. Now, if you recall, back in the Be'er Lacha, by sweeping, we had seen that nowadays, Be'er Halacha pointed out, since most paved and tiled floors, since most houses have paved and tiled floors, we're makel to be able to sweep in a house, because nowadays most floors of houses are not paved or tiled. Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out that although you might be able to be makel also in a chatzer when it comes to sweeping, if it's paved and tiled, when it comes to playing these games, the marbles, he says, the only time you can be makel with playing these types of marbles is on a paved or tiled merutzah floor in a bayis. However, in a chatzer, he says, since most chatzeros are not necessarily paved or tiled, so therefore it would not be permitted to go ahead and play in a chatzer bizman hazeh. Even I guess if it gets to the point again of the metzias, if it gets to the point where all chatzers, just again I don't know how you could ever gauge that all chatzers are paved, and it's hard to believe because even in chatzeros you have part of it that's ground, part of it that's paved, so it would be very, very difficult to see such a scenario, but I guess it is possible. But for the most part, Shlomo Zalman says in a chatzer, one should not go ahead and play marbles, etc. Now we continue on in the Ramah. He says, "Lemutal eschoik ba'atzamos shekarin chich." You can play with these bones. It was a type of game that they used to play with bones called chich. Afal pisha mashmi and kol, even though it makes noise and sound. Ho aveinu mechadin l'shir, since the kavana is not for making musical sound, even though it makes noise, it's okay to play these games. And the Ramah continues, "V'chol zeh b'sochek derech schok ba'am." This is all if it's a regular game. "Aval b'sochek kedei l'harviach." But if you play these games in order to make profit, "aser afilu sochek b'tam uv'chaser." It says even if you're playing a game like tam uv'chaser, we'll see, which is like the game of odds and odd and even. If you're playing it for money, having mekach u'memker, like cards, playing cards for money would be the same thing. Be usher, because we like mekach u'memker. Mikol makom einam chos b'nashim u'ktanim. Still, he says you should not go ahead and object to women and children doing it. The mutav shi shogim v'al yimizidin. Since they're going to play these games, pashas anyway, better they should be shogeg and not mezid. U'leschok b'kador, and playing with a ball. Ayin la'el simen shin ches sif memhei. Back there, we saw that playing with a ball is also a concern for smoothing out the ground. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, Ba'at Samos. But Noagin L'Sozer Shal Kesef, he says, the minag would be, even though you're allowed to go ahead and play this game with bones, that when you played it, it would make noise. Some explain this to be like a game of kugeluch. He says, and it's okay. He says, the minag is to make special ones, Shal Kesef, of silver, that they were special for Shabbos. So this way, it would not be dimlokein mechsei kuv to the chol. Otherwise, it would look like you're playing doing things like you do during the week. It would be an uv to the chol appearance, which would be problematic. Umarasasson cholek usvirle. The marasasson, he is cholek, and he holds the kevon she'ein to'eles biyadias chachmas haschok kahu. He says, since there's no purpose in knowing these games and getting into these games and analyzing these games, so he says, all types of games, usher, he says, it should be usher, really. He says, even in a weekday, you should be careful, mishum moshav leitzim, ukemo shekasuv, b'sim in shin zayin, siftez zayin, like we said in shin zayin, ayem berke yosef, you check that the berke yosef, shehevi, oh, he brings also b'shem kama gedolim, that they were mach mehechmiru b'zeh. What's this case of Tamu v'chaser? Perish grad o om grad, b'loshon Ashkenaz, otherwise known as odd and even. Another name for it would be zug o pered, odd and even. Now, once again, so we're seeing here that you can play these games of kugeluch with like these bones, even though there's noise. Just you got to be careful for under the hole. Now, Poskim permit the playing of Monopoly with fake money. This is both Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, and Rav Nissen Karelitz. But Rav Nissen Karelitz maintains that it's really not proper kavod haShabbos to train kids to play these types of games on Shabbos. And while they say those who go with Nissen Karlitz, while he says one shouldn't stop them from playing, but Nissen Karlitz says one should certainly not play with his kids Monopoly and things like it. Now, Chai Adam brings up the games that normally involve writing should not be played on Shabbos, even when not writing. And in general, as we saw, one need not protest women and children who play certain games that are actually usher, since it's better for them to do it, b'shoging them amaze it. I guess if you know for sure your wife is gonna listen, then I guess obviously you have to know the situation. Okay, also the shov mayim begalgal. It's also to go ahead and draw up water with a wheel. Meaning they used to have these types of wells where you had a string around the well, around a wheel. You had this rope around the wheel in a well with a bucket attached to it, and that's how you would wheel up the, you pull up the water on this wheel from the well. So you can't go ahead and do it, he says, on Shabbos. Gzeira shema yimale leginaso v'churbaso olamisha shel pishtan. Because there's a concern that when you go ahead and you use a wheel to pull up water, you're going to go ahead, right, with a bucket, you're going to go ahead and you're going to use that water to water the garden, to deal with a churba, built up land, or a place where they soak the flax. You're going to put water in there to do this, these types of malachas. Lefichach im lo haya sham lo gina v'lo churba v'lo brecha l'shros ba pishtan. Therefore, he says, if you don't have these gardens or unbuilt up lands, churbas, or a type of pond or to go ahead and soak the flax, so then it would be permitted to go ahead and wheel up the water in a bucket. But there are those that say, there are some that say that the only isser with wheeling up water on a wheel, on buckets, is where you motzi mayim harbe, when you're bringing up a lot of water together, biyachad, without below torach, without any great effort. So you can go ahead and you're bringing it up. Behem galgola makvuim bahem dloyim, where you have these wheels, where you have a lot of buckets on the rope, harbe sub going around. So it's mikmamish, it's a whole gadget that you easily can go ahead and bring up many buckets of water at a time. Aval galgolim shalana, but our wheels, we just have like say a wheel, we bring up one bucket of things like that. She'aim and malim bahem elamat, you only go ahead and fill up a little bit of water. That would be mutter, the leka lemechash le midi, because then there would be no such concern. Comes Zimishneh Brura, and he says as follows: Shema Yimale. The concern is that mitosh shemalim below Torah, since it's very easy to go ahead and just fill up water this way around the wheel on the bucket. So then it's a gzera that you're going to go ahead and fill up your garden and built up land or go ahead and soak flax. Chav Dalid, v'yesh omrim, and there are those that say that it's only us if you have this big gadget with many buckets, and you're bringing up many buckets of water with ease. Kasav Eliyarabba d'chein ikar, Eliyarabba says this is the main shita, is how we hold. So for all intents and purposes, it's very rare that you'd have such this isser the Rabbanon, unless you actually had this type of bucket gadget in your well. Zion, Misha Yeshlo Peros Barosh Hagag, Baroa Matar Shaba, a person has fruit up on his roof and he sees that it's gonna rain. Also the Shal Shalom Bishabas Dera Haruba Shabagag. You're not allowed to go ahead and bring them in through the skylight in your roof. Aval Mutal Khasaisa, but what you could do is you can go there and cover these fruit. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Also the Shal Shalom, the Torah Shal Torah Shabbos, because this is a unnecessary Tircha to bring in the fruit. Haperas atzorach hayom, sorry, but if you're not bringing in the fruit to go ahead and protect the fruit from the rain, but rather it's because you want to eat those fruit on Shabbos, then it's okay. Shelo yit tanfu ha-rigishamim, so that the water doesn't ruin these fruit, and you're going to need it for that day to eat it, then it would be okay. Mutar l'chasoyson, so even though you're not allowed to stam bring in the fruit, if it's not necessary for the day, you would be from the rain be able to cover them. Hinei b'yam shal shlomo hichmer v'zeh. Yam shal shlomo is machmer not to go ahead and cover these fruit. V'aviva magen avram, the magen avram brings it. Avel yorabba u'shari achronim hochichu mea gemara de mutter. Avel yorabba and the other achronim all prove from the gemara that it would be mutter to go ahead and cover these fruit out there when it's raining. Siv, continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, "Ve'afil levenim she'muktzim, even bricks that are mukta, you're allowed to mukta l'chasosim in the adelef. You're allowed to go ahead and cover them from dripping water." Mishnah Brura, Sifkat Mechav Zayin, these bricks are shehim muktzim that are mukta. Don't shehim seduros ve'omdos l'binim. When you have bricks that are all piled, like we saw, Kanoim Le'el v'simin shinches, like we saw in shinches Sif Yud Zayin. So bricks that are piled in a very neat fashion for binyan, so they are mukta. They are not designated for use on Shabbos, and they're mukta. So those types of bricks, you would be able to, the Shulchan Aruch said, even cover them from the dripping rain. But it would still be usher to move them in koman from their place, even if there's nothing to go ahead and cover these bricks. Sif ches, mutal itein kli tachas hadelef b'Shabbos. It is permissible to go ahead and put a kli under the dripping water on Shabbos from the rain. If it fills up, you pour it out and put it back in the place. But this is only if that which is dripping from the rain could be used at least for washing. But if it's not, if it's like ichi disgusting water from the rain, right? Say it drips down from the roof where there was, you know, bird dew and things like that, and you're not going to go ahead and bathe in it. It's also to put a bucket there. Let's say at the bottom of a drain or something like that, they're coming from a roof where the water is not fit to be used even for washing. So you would not be able to put the bucket there, l'chatchila. The nasan kli, but if you did put the bucket there, tachas delef, from the dripping rainwater, even though she'ein aroy l'rechitza, it's mutu l'taltalo b'mayim ha'ma'usim shebo. You can go ahead and move it away with the disgusting water because it's what's called a graf shel re'i, where you're making like a bedpan, and even though you're not allowed to make a bedpan, as we'll see, l'chatchila, you would be able to, once it was made into a bedpan-like entity, because it's a disgusting bucket of water, you would be able to then pour it out on Shabbos. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Chav Tes Tachas Adelef, Shedolei Derech HaTikra, it's dripping from the ceiling, from the roof, V'chayotze Bezeh, things like that, Lamed L'Rechitza, De'ein Al Amater Hayored. The reason why it's okay is because there is no Shem Mukta, Nolad, there's no status of mukta or nolad on rainwater, the yachol eshtoso, you know, if you're allowed to drink it, or l'rechot me'meno, or wash yourself with it. The truth is, it would be good even if it's just enough, good enough to give drink to your animals. This can't be totally scuzzed out water, polluted water. Lamed aleph, asa mishum she'ein. So what's the iser? If it's not roi for either rechitza or for shtiyas behema, because you're not allowed to go ahead and make a graf re'i, graf shel re'i lechatchila perish, ain't osud davar sheyimas al smach sheyehem mutter achakach lotzio graf shel re'i. You're not allowed to go ahead and make something from the start as disgusting, so that you could afterwards be motzi it as a graf shel re'i. As you all know, you're allowed to move mukta. That is a graf shel re'i, it's like a bedpan and things like it. It's disgusting, dirty diapers. You let it go ahead, garbage. You let it go ahead and take it out and be metaltel the mukta because it's like graf shel re'i. So here you'll be making something that's like a graf shel re'i to be able to move it afterwards. That's not allowed. And even if you just wanted to remain there as a graf shel re'i, we explained earlier, kamoshe kasfu, as we wrote. The post from right, and we saw earlier, you're not allowed to go ahead and make it a graf shari'i l'chatchila, even if you're not going to go ahead and move it based on it being a graf shari'i. Vayayim be'ber halacha, check out the ber halacha. The Shulchan Aruch had gone on to say, let's just read it again. It says, so you're not allowed to make a graf shari'i l'chatchila, but if you put a kli under it, that's not under a dripping that's not roi l'rechitza or shtiyas behema. Even though you're not allowed to do it, you'd be allowed mutter l'tatal of a mayim muslim shabbat. You would be able to move it with the disgusting water in it. Haydu af kodim shenis malei is even before it fills up, because it's a graf shel re'i. Lamed gimel l'tatal of a dafka kashuhu nasu b'makom sheyeshiva so kavu hasham. Because you're only allowed to move it if you use that place to sit there, and then you need to go there to mos alav, where since you're going to be near there and sit near there, it will be viewed for you. The Chazal, when Matir moving such mukta la ashba to the garbage, because they covered up rios. But only if the graf shal ri'i, or that which is disgusting, that's mukta, is in your place. Now we learned earlier that the whole sugya, we're not going to go over it again. Previously, that a couple of weeks ago, about the nolad situation of condensed water from condensation that comes from a air conditioner, that would be nolad, and all the things that you're allowed to do there to possibly be able to catch the water and move it. It's problematic catching the water since it's nolad. Then you're doing what's called being mevatel kli mehechano. The different options that you're allowed to do over there was already discussed. Ayin sham, simin shin ches, where all these halachos are discussed in even more detail. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here pointed out that the rain that falls is not viewed as mukta or nolad, and you can make use of that water. There is a prima gadim in his psicha to do the mukta oschavtes that writes that rain that falls on Shabbos and Yom Tov is also due to its nolad status, but most poskim, rishonim, hold that rain that is fit for washing is not mukta. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa maintains that snow is also not an issue of nolad. And he then acknowledges that although it is known that the precipitation does not become snow until shortly before it reaches the ground, so it is clear that the snow that is falling on Shabbos did not exist before Shabbos, he still says it's not subject to the restriction of nolad. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein, he paskin that snow is subject to the restriction of nolad. This is Igros Moshe or Chaim, Helechei Sima Chabbe, so it's a machlokes, whether to view snow like rain. But again, we already discussed how, for sure, the water coming from the air conditioner is nolad. Yeah. Thanks.